Happy February, everyone. It's the shortest month of the year and the coldest, depending on where you are. For us nerdcasters up here in New England, it is freezing cold, and February is also one of our busiest months. We have an amazing lineup coming up for the month of February and March, too. First and foremost, as we mentioned, our call for papers is open. We are so passionate about distributing knowledge, and we feel really strongly that knowledge does not have to come just from researchers. Working clinicians have so much to share with our community. With that in mind, this is just a reminder that our call for papers is still open. We've heard from several of you, and we are so thrilled to welcome you onto our show for season 4. If you have something to teach your community, we encourage you to submit a topic and come onto the show to discuss it with us. The call for papers is analog to a traditional conference. You'll need a title, learning objectives, description, and a few references. There's a link to the show notes to learn more and to submit your proposal. We can't wait to hear from so many of you. Please don't be intimidated, even if you've never presented before. The point of our call for papers is to bring our community together and learn from one another, so don't be shy. We are offering a webinar on February 10th that is completely free to attend on goal writing and progress monitoring in complex communicators. We remember the times early in our career when it just felt completely impossible to take data on our clients. I personally remember a particular day I was scheduled to measure one of my students' progress for an upcoming meeting, I can't remember what kind, and I saw this particular student in a group setting. And that day, one of the students was playing with the blinds in the office, two students were trying to hit each other, one student was actively trying to rip up my therapy materials, and there was absolutely no way I was going to be able to take data that day. Monitoring the progress of our students and clients can be so hard, especially in our more complex communicators. This is particularly true when we don't want to sacrifice engagement and connection, and yet we still feel compelled to be scratching notes on a piece of paper. We know that progress monitoring is critical, but this is also tied to our goal writing and how we write goals for our clients. These two concepts go hand in hand, and they influence each other so much. It wasn't until Amy and I took multiple graduate level courses after our master's degree, specifically in data collection and measurement, that we finally felt like we cracked the nut on how to take good data efficiently without compromising the connection with our clients. We do have an SLP masterclass coming up on progress monitoring and goal writing, but we wanted to help as many people as possible. And if you've been around the Nerdcast table a while, you know that we hate when knowledge lives behind a paywall. So we're going to host a free webinar on February 10th to discuss progress monitoring and goal writing for students and clients with complex communication needs. It's from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. As I mentioned, it's free to attend. The recording will be available on our YouTube channel forever. So if you can't make it to the live event, you can always find it there. There's going to be an optional $6 ASHA CEU processing fee for those of you who would like to earn ASHA CEUs for watching or attending. Otherwise, it's free to sign up. There's a link in the show notes, and you can find more information about it on our website. If you are passionate about goal writing and progress monitoring, the early bird registration for our SLP masterclass opens on February 11th. Space is limited to 30 participants for this course. If you are interested, we encourage you to get on the waitlist. We will be sending registration information to the waitlist first. The course is only 4 weeks long, from March 30th to April 30th. And it can be completed completely on your own time. There are no live event requirements. It's a self-paced course within 4 weekly modules, and it's being offered for a whopping 1.5 ASHA CEUs with the option for 1 graduate level credit through our partnership with Fitchburg State University. If you're interested in getting on the wait list, there's a link in the show notes, and again, early bird registration for that opens on February 11th. On February 19th, we have the privilege of co-hosting the 3rd annual pod conference called SLP Live. We could not be more excited to support this event, and it couldn't be more in line with our mission, which is to break barriers in continuing education. We started SLP Nerdcast because we were so tired of the status quo of continuing ed. We were tired of high pricing, needing to travel to conferences, and let's face it, we were tired of huge companies profiting off of keeping knowledge behind a paywall. It should not be so difficult or expensive to get knowledge that helps us be the best clinicians possible. And it shouldn't be difficult or expensive to attend a conference. Our mission is to change the field of continuing education and create professional development that's convenient, helpful, and affordable. Our jobs are stressful, and it should be easy for us to gain the knowledge we need to be the best clinicians we can be. We teamed up with the Speechy Side Up podcast to co-host the third annual SLP Live Pod Conference. It's a podcast-based conference that's affordable and convenient. There's a lineup of six incredible speakers to cover a range of topics, including neurodiversity, AAC, dyslexia, childhood apraxia of speech, and putting research to practice. As I mentioned, SLP Live takes place on February 19th, and there are three ways you can attend. The first is free. The recorded podcast courses will be free to listen to and available on February 21st, 2 days after the live event. The second way to attend the event is basic registration for a very small processing fee. When you register for the event through basic registration, you'll get access to the live event on February 19th. You'll also be able to watch the webinars, earn certificates, and have automatic ASHA CEU processing. The third and most exciting way to attend the event is to purchase an all-access pass. The all-access pass gets you access to the entire conference registration, digital downloads, a VIP lounge where we have tons of vendor perks and discounts, as well as 3 months of full membership access to TASL Learning and SLP Nerdcast. Early bird registration is open until February 9th. You can use the code GETTHEWORM22 to get early bird pricing and the discounts. If you're interested in registering, there is a link in the show notes, or you can go to www.slp-live.com. Again, the code for early bird registration is GETTHEWORM22. The recordings of these courses will be available to watch on demand through April 16th. So if you can't attend live, no worries. Finally, at the end of February, we have two podcast courses releasing. On February 21st, we have a course related to self-care. We had the chance to welcome Dr. Julie Slowiak onto our show. Julie is a researcher who studies burnout in helping professions. After the 2 years that we've all had, the concept of burnout is so real and relevant, and we all feel it. Julie walks us through how science views burnout, what we can do about it, and more importantly, how we can advocate to our employers to prevent burnout in our workplaces. The last pod course that's coming out at the end of February is related to collaboration with mental health professionals. We were joined by an old friend, Beverly Montgomery, who came to talk to us about the critical importance of collaboration with mental health professionals. She also reviewed the purposes and benefits of interprofessional collaboration. Beverly is a wealth of information and walked us through the decision-making process for mental health referrals and identifying collaborative mental health partners. If you'd like to get more information about either of these podcast courses, there's a registration link available in the show notes. What's next? Well, hopefully spring is around the corner. Stay tuned for some more great stuff in the next few months, including our SLP Masterclass on Goal Writing and Progress Monitoring, again, offered for a whopping 1.5 ASHA CEUs with the option for graduate level credit. We also have courses coming up related to the research to practice gap, developmental language disorder, and a webinar on allyship and neurodiversity. Follow us on social media for regular updates and announcements. And if you feel so inclined, leave us a review in your podcast player. It means the world to us. Write in anytime with questions. We love hearing from you.